The 60 or so species of seagrasses are the only true flowering plants found in the ocean. They aren't actually grasses, but they superficially resemble grass due to their long strap-like leaves. Seagrass plants maintain themselves upright by keeping air-filled tissues in their leaves. This makes the leaf buoyant so it stays erect rather than flopping over onto the bottom. The air-filled tissues are also involved in the gas exchange of the leaf, bringing in CO2 for photosynthesis and letting oxygen out as a byproduct. The extensive root system holds the sediments of the bottom in place, and many species of infauna find firm, sheltered substrates in which to burrow. Some may even feed on seagrass roots. The many spaces between the plants offered sheltered hiding places for small fish, crustaceans, and other species. And the seagrass pictured in the top photo is a very common genus called Thalassia. It's commonly known as turtle grass and has this sort of wider ribbon-like leaves. It also happens to be the favorite food of green sea turtles, as well as manatees. The thinner, more sort of cylindrical-shaped leaves of the bottom seagrass is a different species, a different genus, known as manatee grass.